Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tyler Tech Show. I hope you had a chance to listen to episode number 7 as I added some better transitions into different topics. As I can understand, that was probably getting a little confusing. Again, I am a little bit later than I wanted to be with episode 8, but there's also great content. So I'm still trying to get it out every week for you all. That is my goal. So apologize for being late again, but my overall goal is to get one out every week, but life happens. So let's get started. The new Samsung S10 can wirelessly charge other phones. So it will be able to charge all phones that support the Qi wireless charging standard. For this to work, your phone just needs to be face down, and the device will sit on the phone like it would a Qi wireless charger. And this is actually pretty neat. It really sounds like Apple could be doing working on the same thing, but simply Samsung just beat them to it. But you can also say that Samsung just has their conferences before Apple. So Apple will still have their conferences, and they actually have one, I believe, in March. So it's coming up pretty quick. The new Samsung Galaxy Watch can now track blood pressure. This is actually pretty big news. It is just crazy how smart these watches are getting, honestly. But this will be a very helpful tool for all the users that with high blood pressure. So very interesting that Samsung is doing this. Samsung, though, hasn't released a lot of information about it yet. But they did mention it was designed along with a UCSF researcher, and users will be able to download it on March 15th. Google Maps for iOS released an update that will allow you to track a business. This is very similar to Facebook pages. You'll be able to see what kind of sales they're running, promotions or events. This is already available on, or it has been available on Android devices for a while now, but it's finally being released to iOS devices. So this is actually a competitor to Facebook pages. It's going to be interesting to see what Google does with this. And I'm guessing there's going to be some type of like way of like ad generation for businesses to promote certain things. And it's a pretty neat idea, I think, for them to embed that into their Maps app. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with it. Samsung announces a new Galaxy phone that is foldable. You heard that right. It will be a phone that you want when you want a phone, and a tablet when you want a tablet. This, of course, comes at a price. It will launch on April 26th with a price tag of $1,980, which is pretty steep. But if you think about it, if you buy both a phone and a tablet together, it's probably around that price, a high-end one anyway. When folded, the phone has a 4.6-inch display that only takes about 3/4 of the front. Unfolded, it turns into a 7.3-inch tablet. And there's actually two batteries in this device. And the device comes with 12 gigabytes of RAM and 512 gigabytes of storage, which is a pretty massive amount if you think about it. So it'll be interesting to see how well that sells. I personally don't think these two should be combined. I see why Samsung did it, and I see where it could be useful. I just don't think it will continue to be a thing that people will buy. It's a very... In my opinion, it's a very niche market. Like, there's only going to be, I could see like where an artist would maybe want this, but I don't know. I just don't see a point in it. Personally, I'm not a big tablet guy anyway, so maybe there's that, but I could definitely see, like, I love tablets for the idea of like kids playing on it or watching a movie on it while going on a trip. That's very useful. But other than that, I have a hard time finding cases where I personally need it, but I could totally again see like any designers out there or artists and stuff like that wanting like an iPad Pro or something like that to draw on and stuff like that. So yeah, that's the new Samsung phone announcement. If you're a Sprint customer, I got some good news for you. Well, specifically if you live in these four cities, Sprint will be launching their 5G network in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, and Kansas City in May of 2019. So this year, in a couple months, Sprint will be launching their 5G network in four cities that I mentioned: Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, and Kansas City. And I know that Verizon's planning on launching in about 30 cities this year, but I don't have more information on that. But once I find out more information on what those 30 cities are, or if they're even going to be close to Omaha or something like that, then I will let you guys know. Many of us have used a micro SD card for a lot of different reasons, so whether it's a tablet, a camera, some type of like device, a drone, whatever the case may be. They're pretty cheap these days. That's you could get, I think, like a 32 gigabyte micro SD card for maybe about $20. It's not too bad. One thing that like micro SD cards lack is like an increase of space or storage space over the years, and more devices are requiring the space. So just recently announced, SanDisk is coming out with a 1 terabyte micro SD card, but this card won't be cheap. It will be released in April 2019, and it comes with a price tag of $449.99. So basically $450. Not cheap, but it is pretty nice to have a super, super big micro SD card available on the market now. Apple Music now shows up in your Google Home app, but doesn't actually allow you to use it with your Google Home. This is because it's only supported right now with Google Assistant, which is actually another app on iOS. Google or Apple has not released an official announcement regarding Apple Music plans on working with Google Home. The reason why it shows up in your Google Home is because the Google Home, when you're doing the music integration, it shows up because it's supported by Google Assistant, which is actually that portion of that the app actually integrates with Google Assistant. So that's why it shows up. Easter is in a few months, and with that, who doesn't like a good Easter egg? I know I do. Open up your Facebook Messenger app and message someone the crescent moon emoji and find out what happens. That is all for this episode. Please leave feedback on iTunes. It really helps me out and helps me grow. Until next time, have a good one.